live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And we will talk to you about whatever you want. That's the point of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
All right, join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including things like the archives, bulletin board system, and more. See it all for free. All right, so we'll start things out here tonight by talking about things interesting to us because no one's on the lines, and that's how the show works. Let's go with the big, big activism from over the weekend here in Keene, New Hampshire. This weekend, the Liberty Movement died. Well, that's what happened if you believe the critics of the topless outreach event or topless equality event that occurred on Sunday afternoon. And it was a very short notice kind of an event, and so it's pretty great that as many people showed up for it as they did. Now, if you've been listening to the show in the past, you know that Free Talk Live's hosts, myself and Mark, are both Free State Project participants. We moved here as back in 2006, moved to New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project, a movement designed to get thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all together in the same place so they can get active for liberty. And there are various different ways that's happening. There are people doing the political system. There are people who are doing civil disobedience, creating media. There's all kinds of different things. But one of the things that is true about Free State Project members is they're not like-minded 100% of the way. They're like-minded only in that they believe in more freedom. They believe that the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's about it. Some of them are, you know, very, very devout religious people. Some of them not so much. Some of them are, you know, have differing belief systems on a number of different issues. And so there are a few of them out there that are very upset at some of the styles of activism that have been going on, some of the more outside-the-system approaches, civil disobedience that has happened. People have been upset in the past about things like gambling, things like marijuana protests. But what has made some of the critics the most upset was at one point, before yesterday, it was just a planned protest. It wasn't even necessarily going to happen, but it did end up happening yesterday. Just the discussion of the possibility of a woman taking her shirt off in public, in a public place, was enough to at least scare one person out of the movement. And as far as I'm concerned, I think that there's something to be said for that. Like, okay, well, if you're going to use your excuse to leave the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire because somebody took off their T-shirt, I don't know how effective you would have been when the state decided to target you. But nonetheless, it happened yesterday. And so there were these critics that were saying, oh, if this happens, the Liberty Movement will die. And not in as many words, but I'm just basically paraphrasing. It did happen. And then a few hours later, we had record turnout at the Social Sundays event, which is a weekly gathering that we have here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. So early indications show that if the Liberty Movement has died, the new Liberty Movement that has come along to replace it is alive and well.
Well, I don't know that you could correlate either one of those activities that have anything to do with each other. I didn't think that a topless protest was going to have anything to do with killing the Liberty Movement. Certainly.
No, you didn't. I wasn't talking about you.
I didn't. I know. And I'm just I can see why some people would like some protests better than others. That makes perfectly good sense. You and I have agreed that smearing yourself with dog poo and walking around with buttless chaps would probably not do a lot for liberty. However, somebody out there wants the freedom to do just that. So, I mean, I understand where it is that people are coming from when they don't like a particular bit of activism. I think that much ado about nothing is what I was seeing, and from what I'm seeing here, what I heard about the topless protest, it was much ado about nothing. I mean, there wasn't didn't a whole lot occur.
Well, the police there did actually some interesting things happen.
Okay.
The police decided to create a scene by showing up after we'd walked around for about 10 minutes in downtown Keene.
And I say set the stage a little better.
I say we because it was not just a lady with her shirt off. It was a lady and probably a handful, maybe three male gentlemen, including myself, who were also walking without shirts. So we gathered around noon, and what had happened was a message had gone out to the Port 411 system, which is a system that allows activists to leave a phone message and then have it distributed almost instantly to hundreds of email addresses of people around New Hampshire and around the country to kind of let them know what's going on. And so this message comes out at, like, I don't know, 11:30 in the morning, saying they're heading down to this local cafe and they're going to start walking around downtown Keene with their shirts off in about 15 minutes. So we're talking about 15 minutes notice. I ran up, took a shower, headed out, managed to get there just a few minutes late. Luckily, they were still kind of debating whether or not they were going to do it at that point, because apparently one of the ladies had thought it was just going to be a real low-key thing where she was just going to be downtown taking her top off. Her boyfriend decided to announce it via Port 411. People started showing up. He apparently also called the news media without informing her.
Okay.
And so the newspaper's photographer was there expecting to get a photo of what was to occur. And so there was much hesitation on the part of the ladies. And, of course, if you don't have the ladies, you don't have a topless protest.
That much is true.
A topless event. And so after some persuading and some patience, one of the two ladies did decide to go ahead with the event. And we proceeded downtown walking. Unfortunately, by that time, the news photographer had left. But there were still a handful of liberty activists there backing her up. And most all of us were walking downtown with no shirts on. So that proceeded on for about 10 or 15 minutes. Walked down one side, up the other side. And then a police officer decided to pull up into one of the two lanes of the road, block off the traffic, as they so love to do. I'm sure they do that where you live. And he gets out of his car, and he beckons us over in his direction. And I, of course, ask the question, well, what obligation do we have to follow your commands? And he didn't really have much of an explanation for that, but it seemed like Cassidy, the young lady, wanted to go over there and engage him in the discussion. So I followed her over there. We went that direction. Other people came over, and we all had a nice little chat with the officer, who was basically saying that, you guys, you can leave your shirts off, but you, because you're a female, you need to leave your shirt on.
And I can tell you that I think is the good thing about the having the guys there is basically he has to differentiate because of gender.
Yes, and he did on camera.
As to whether or not the girl can keep hers on. I mean, I can't say that I think that this is the most important issue for liberty worldwide. I'm sure somebody does. But I also think that it is a clear form of sexism ensconced and institutionalized in law.
Absolutely. So this guy was basically saying what we expected was put your shirt on or I'm going to have to arrest you. And, of course, he also claimed to have received a few complaints from passersby, people that had been driving down
the street. Really? There were complaints from people driving by?
Apparently. Maybe they were walking, but...
were they complaints about the girl being topless?
Yes, apparently so. That's the claim.
Okay.
And so
the girl was in a group of how many people?
At the beginning of the conversation, maybe four or five total, but by the time she ended up getting arrested, which was several minutes later, the group had about tripled in size. People had showed up that were also activists in the area that had gotten the message and, had done their best to get there as quickly as they could. They had found us and showed up, and there were some just regular Keeniacs, just some people that live in the area who were walking by who stopped to watch what was going on, and they were pretty upset about what the cops were doing. So we actually had one lady, we had no idea who she was, met her for the first time that day, who came up and was completely on Cassidy's side and was really kind of giving the police a hard time.
She was flabbergasted by this portrayal and said that she would never come over to the side of liberty as a result.
No,
it was the opposite of that.
She was fully in favor of a woman's right to be without her top. But clearly there are a handful of people who are prudes and who decided, as we know there are, who decided to call the police, and the cops claimed that once that happens, they have to act. And, of course, we asked the question, well, why can't we call you and tell you to go away? because here is a whole big group of people that is not interested in your services, officer. 800-259-9231. Of course, he didn't go away. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. We'll take the rest of the story moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives. There's a lot of them. In fact, they go back an entire year right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Sickle, CAI.
All right, so I'm going to wrap up this story here about the topless event that went on this, not this morning, but yesterday afternoon in Keene, New Hampshire. One lady was all it was, and boy, would things have been different had there been five. But one lady was walking downtown Keene with her shirt off. She was followed by, she was with a group of four or five guys that also had their shirts off, because it's a lot easier to find guys to take their shirts off than females. But the police decided to stop us and decided to demand that because she's a woman, she has to put her shirt back on. And in fact, the cop was saying things on video camera, and you can see video footage of this before it gets taken down from YouTube, as one of them already has, at freekeen.com.
Why did it get taken down?
Oh, that's a whole other issue.
Okay.
Hang on. So the cop is demanding her that she put this shirt back on. We're asked, just peppering him with questions. He's trying to answer them, and
it's got to be great to be a police officer in Keene, New Hampshire.
The other cop, that he then calls for backup, by the way, and his excuse is...
Naked guys?
No, his excuse is that people have guns, even though he's not in any danger whatsoever from these people with guns. I think that he just wanted to bring his buddies in so they could look at some naked breasts.
But, well, why, hey,
if they got those black sunglasses on, you know, who knows where they were looking that whole time. But he demanded that she put her shirt back on. She refused to do so. There was quite a scene. The cops caused quite a scene. They parked three cruisers. They brought three cops out. I asked one of the cops, how many police are there on duty right now, Sunday afternoon in Keene, New Hampshire? He said four or five. So you want to rob a bank or something like that, just have a girl take her shirt off downtown. She'll, you know, she'll distract a good 80% of the police force.
Well, I think that you would you're probably getting yourself in bigger trouble, because then you would have somebody who knows what you're doing attracting the attention of the police, and then, well, you know, they're going to have her name and all that other stuff, so they're going to ask her questions. I'm not sure that's exactly the right way to go about
it. Still, though, they're not out investigating real crime.
You might incorporate it into your plan, I suppose.
So she was arrested. Her original intent was to not cooperate, not answer questions. She did decide to answer their questions because she decided she didn't want to go to jail on that particular day. But there is a court case that has been scheduled. An arraignment is scheduled for early September, and I'm sure her supporters will be coming out for that, and I will be there as well, because it's an outrage. Women should be able to be as equal as men. Women should be as free as men. And this
I think they made a big deal out of nothing. Here,
the police, you mean?
Yeah, this is absolutely silly.
But people were offended, Mark.
I don't even know how this could be.
How
are you necessarily going to notice a girl walking around in a large group of men with their shirts off? Like, everybody had their shirt off. How are you going to necessarily just zoom in on the girl that was even there?
Mark. The boobies have magical ability to force people to zoom upon them.
I don't even know that these police officers necessarily got a complaint, but they may have. I just don't know.
Well, if they did get a complaint, that can be found out at trial. Just like I found out with the woman that complained about my couch.
So
in the
we
yard.
Can draw the people that complained up on stand and ask them about their offense.
It may be a possibility.
I don't see why not. I mean, in this country, you do get to face your accuser, right?
I didn't know anything about discovery or anything like that when I went through my case with the couch. So that might be something to where you could ask that information before the trial and bring that person in. Certainly. So whether she'll go in that direction, I'm not sure. I feel like she has the intent to really go at this in trial and not just take it lying down, so to speak. So it was a very interesting day, and the police decided to create a big scene by, again, parking all in the road and getting in the way of traffic. And, of course, all kinds of people were there by the time that she ended up getting arrested. So everybody went out to the police station. We were there when she came out, and then I had to go and get some work done. But it was a great event, and of course it's being criticized as we expected that it would. I would love to hear your thoughts at 800-259-9231. I love this post over on the Ron Paul forums, where, as you might expect, there would be a handful of prudish conservatives hanging out, and indeed there are. One guy says, I didn't know nudity laws were our biggest threat. Seems like they would have made better use of their time by canvassing a neighborhood about the Federal Reserve system.
I can understand, like, I think that there probably were things that were, that I would consider better, and I consider the Federal Reserve to be one of the biggest issues that we're facing here as far as liberty goes. But I also understand that if I want liberty for myself, I have to advocate for liberty for other people. And it seems like people want to see, I think that the idea of feminism and sexual discrimination, I think people place far too much emphasis on it in our society currently today. However, I know that some people place far too much emphasis on it. It's important to them.
Okay. Absolutely.
So, okay, if that's what's important to you, I support you. Go running around with your shirt off. Fine.
Let's go to your phone calls here and talk to Dave in Las Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's going on?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just called in, just picked up and caught the tail end of what you guys are talking about. So I'm assuming you're talking about the topless protest.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I saw that video. I watched it this morning, actually, on Freakeen. Great video. I understand why there was no nipplage in it, but the 13-year-old in me was hoping to...
That is the first thing you want to see when you talk about a topless protest. Well, yes. Really? What are we going to see?
Right. If you're expecting pandering from the video of Free Keen, at this point, the uncensored videos are not available. This one was shot specifically for YouTube. And even despite the fact that I made a concerted effort to not show breasts, there are a couple of slips just because it's a live event, right? I've got my BlackBerry phone out and I'm shooting this this event. Obviously, there's going to be some slips, but maybe in a six-minute video, there's one or two brief, like Janet Jackson quickness, flashings of breasts, and they pulled one of my videos down, man. It's not the highlighted one, so the one that you see on the post at freekeen.com, that one has not yet been pulled. And, of course, now Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com has also used my footage to put a report out, which has already gotten a few hundred views today. And his video that he took out also includes one of the nip slips. So I hope Dave's video doesn't get taken down as well. But if you're expecting to see this video and be titillated, you're not going to see that. Though I'm sure there are a few guys.
You might be titillated. However, you're not going to get to see, in fact, the
lots of boobs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that wasn't my desire. I was really more interested in seeing the way that, you know, how the cops reacted, and I just loved how when the cop was citing the, you know, quoting the law, everybody just laughed at him.
Yeah, that's right. The whole crowd just laughs at the cop at least one point in the video. Hang on, I'll bring it back for further observations and your opinions, and yours are welcome as well at 800-259-9231. Again, you can see the video from this at freekeen.com of a young lady being arrested for trying to be equal to her male counterparts.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456- 1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website. You can enjoy all the features there completely free. And if you enjoyed this program, there are ways you can help support Free Talk Live. One of those ways is by shopping with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase when you start your shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. That is, if you can stand possibly being in some level of remote association with a woman who's willing to take her shirt off for equality between men and women, because that's what happened yesterday here in Keene, New Hampshire. And already some of the fallout is occurring. People are saying things on the Ron Paul forums, for instance, like, this kind of thing is why I would never in a bazillion years either move to or encourage people to move to New Hampshire for the Free State, in quotes, project. Exactly. This kind of stunt makes a mockery of the liberty movement.
The same as though person. The liberty movement isn't a mockery at this point. Please. What? I mean, when Michael Medved talks about the Libertarian Party, you know, he makes clown noises. The liberty movement is a mockery. I'm sorry. It is an entirely unsuccessful movement. Look at where the United States was as far as liberty and liberty thinking. At the time of the Revolutionary War, look at where it is now. Tell me it's not laughably miserable. comparatively.
Let's go back to Dave in Las Vegas. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live, giving your impressions of what you saw from a distance. You saw the video footage of the event happening yesterday. Freekeen.com is where people can go. Actually, you'll see footage of two really great civil disobedience activists events that happened within the last week if you go to Freekeen.com right now. Right at the top is Big Mike's open marijuana possession inside the Manchester police station. A much higher quality video of that has been posted. And then right below him is the live, uncut, raw video from the topless event yesterday. So you can see both of those right now. But your thoughts, continue.
So I thought when everybody laughed at the cop quoting his law, I thought that was priceless. I thought she handled herself really well. I thought it was very courageous of her to do that. And and I loved it when Ian, you were like, yeah, well, we don't want you here. You know, go away.
Right. The logic there is, if one person or a handful, they said only a few people called to complain, if one person or a few people can call to complain, then shouldn't we be able to outvote those complaints? We had 20 people there that were all willing to say, get out of here, cops. We don't want you. In fact, there was a real funny moment of levity in the video where everybody kind of, some of the people start raising their hands in agreement with the idea that the cops should go away. And I said, even the anarchists are voting, because at least one or two people that consider themselves anarchists had their hands up in the air to vote for the cop to go away. Of course, none of that persuaded them to leave us
alone.
They
were perpetuating the system.
I thought it was brilliant on everyone's part. I thought everybody handled it really well. I was kind of hoping there'd be more females partaking of it.
Yes,
not for the boobage factor, but just because it's harder when it's just one. If there were like 8 or 9 of them, then the cops would have had to deal with 8 or 9 women.
They would not have been able to handle that. I don't know how they would have. I don't know what they would have done with 5. I mean, because if 5 women are topless and you've got 3 cops, well, all 5 women would have to be pretty docile. In fact, I think what should have happened in the very beginning, and I am to some extent responsible for this because I followed her when she went over there, but it seemed like that was the way things were going to go. But I think it would have been more interesting to just keep walking when the cop was beckoning. Like, just keep walking. You know, he's just a cop on the ground. If he wants to come up to you, he'll come up and follow you. So, I mean, it would have been interesting to keep, just if you get a group of women, if the cops demand they come over to them, just have them ignore the cops. Because if a cop is approaching you on the street and you aren't driving, then you don't have any obligation to say word one to them. But that doesn't mean they can't stop you if they want to.
They could very well tase the crap out of you. I don't know that this is the greatest
idea.
Cops
don't have tasers, but yes, Mark is right. You never know what they'll do.
Do you want to see the story about the 16-year-old shot in the back in L.A.? I got it right here.
Oh, no, I understand. You never know what they're going to do. There's no doubt about that. But having 5 women with their shirts off would give an entirely different dynamic to this situation. And I think you're right, and I think that people are paying attention, and that's coming. I'm not sure when it's going to happen. It may not be till next year. Who knows? Maybe it'll be in a few weeks, because there is a Freedom Fest event coming up here in Keene.
This is where the statist sorts really make their mistake. If they would have left this alone, then there likely wouldn't, maybe one, probably not two, certainly not 3 follow-ups. What they have guaranteed here is that there are going to be more and more women taking their tops off in Keene, New Hampshire, mm-hmm. marching up and down the street.
Yeah,
they have guaranteed that it's going to happen again.
It may even happen in kind of a more creative fashion as well. When I told Julia about what had occurred, she kind of opined about the idea of going down the street with pasties over her nipples. So, like, pasties that are kind of colored like areola, so reddish kind of colored pasties. So, is it the issue of the nipples? Is that is that the only thing that can offend people? Or is it that there's too much of her breasts that would be showing, the actual, you know, regular skin portion of the breasts? I guess we'd find out in that particular case. And so maybe we'd have a variety of different types of topless going happening. And I think it would be great. And of course, the ladies will always have the out of putting their shirt on and avoiding arrest. If they want to go all the way,
it's nice and fast. You can It's taken care of.
Right. So if you want to go all the way, the cops will arrest you, and you can go all the way to jail, or you can put your shirt on. But I don't think that most people that are going to engage in civil disobedience like that are going to put their shirts back on when asked to, because it's not the point of the protests. So any other thoughts for us tonight, Dave?
Well, I was wondering, like, what would happen if you got a bunch of women and then a bunch of dudes with man boobs, and you had the dudes shave their chest, so it, you know, they're obviously not hairy, and then somehow hid the fact that you'd, like, have them wear, like, a mask or something, so you can't tell which one's the girl and which one's the guy, and just have them stand up, so it's like you can't tell if it's a dude with man boobs or a female breast.
I'm sure most of the dudes you'll be able to tell that they have man boobs, but I see where you're coming from, and it's an interesting twist. It's an interesting twist.
Yeah, and also, like, when she was putting her shirt on, she was facing the street. You know, I don't know if that was intentional or not, but, you know, she's facing the street where all the traffic's going by.
So the traffic really liked it, by the way. And thank you for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate it. At least some of the traffic. There was one guy on a bike.
This very complicated, you know, shaving the guy's chests and having everybody wear masks. Will the real fat booby, please stand up. It's very funny.
There was one guy on a little motorbike that passed by.
He almost wrecked.
And, he actually came by a second time a few minutes later and honked his horn. So he enjoyed it so much he came around again. So clearly there were a lot of people that were out there that were in favor of this, but the cops didn't care because one person decided to be offended. Oh, and the cop, of course, put the onus of offense on Cassidy as though it's her fault that somebody decided to feel offended. No. You are in control of your emotions. If you get upset at something I say on this radio show, or you get upset at seeing some naked breasts in public, or you get upset at whatever it is you get upset at, you have no one to blame but yourself. I'm not saying that the action that you're getting upset about might not be outrageous. Maybe it is. Maybe it's completely outrageous and you're completely justified at being upset or angry or however it is you're feeling. But you need to take responsibility for yourself. Now, of course, you can always point out that if all property was privately owned, then perhaps such public thoroughfares would have restrictions on them. Perhaps not. Who knows how it would all end up shaking out. Because this is really a tragedy of commons, in a way.
It is.
But it's also a great example of how women are definitely not considered equal to men. And it's outrageous that this continues, that a woman can be thrown in a cage for baring her chest in 2009. 800-259-9231. On the good side, there are a handful of comments on the YouTube video saying things like that they're sold on moving to Keene. So for all those people that are never coming to New Hampshire, we got people who are.
They were coming anyway.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the topless event here that occurred yesterday in Keene, New Hampshire, and much to the chagrin of a handful of prudes or people that are the defenders of prudes, because it's important to point out that there are many people that don't consider themselves prudes that are very upset about this topless event, because some prudes will be upset about it. Because there are people out there that I guess thought that everybody was A-OK with what was going on with this movement up until this point. This is a very vast movement, this New Hampshire Liberty movement that we talk about so often on this program. And there's a lot of different types of activism. People have been doing things that prudes, I think, would disagree with, like gambling in public. That's actually gone on a few times now. We didn't see them get their panties in quite a bunch over that particular event, but I'm sure that, you know, the same types of people that don't appreciate a woman walking down the street without her top on would also be upset about somebody playing some poker for money.
Well, you know, I understand where some people are coming from on this. I don't consider this to be the most important issue. And I think
but everyone has different considerations.
Right, and I think
it.
That some people, you know, place far too much emphasis on feminism and the equality between the sexes. I get that. I concur with that. However, I'm of the opinion that different people have different values and they care about different stuff. And, you know, so
and that's what makes this movement great, is because it's decentralized and all of those people that have different interests
right.
can come here to New Hampshire and can work with other people that agree with them on those interests to achieve what they're looking for.
And it's you hear the people talking about it. We read somebody, I would never recommend that anybody go to the Free State Project because those people are loony. Well, first off, they're not looking at the whole picture. The fact is that if you just go a few miles east over the Pacmanadnock Range there, you're going to the rest of the state where all the people for the Free State Project are doing political type stuff and the outside the system stuff they're doing is by and large very docile. You can have
but they can't escape their collectivist mentality. They insist on grouping everybody in together. You're right, Mark, that there's a lot of political respectable activism.
Far
right?
More. And one might argue, one can argue, I think I could argue that it's been far more successful than the outside the system activism.
We'll wait to
see how that turns out, but the vast majority of the outside the system activism that's been done has been done in Keene, New Hampshire,
which is the
most liberal of cities in New Hampshire,
that's
which
true.
Means you weren't going to do anything about the taxes here anyway. Coming as a Republican,
they would have moved here.
Right, a Republican to Keene, New Hampshire, you're absolutely out of your mind. You wouldn't come here and try to change their system.
Because
they're
cowards.
Let the loonies do their outside the system activism in Keene. That's where they belong.
The attitude is that, well, this is ruining the respectability of the movement. And the attitude of these people is that the liberty movement has to be what their vision of it is.
Right.
And their vision is men in suits coming to political conventions and meetings and hobnobbing and, you
right.
know, doing
these
their
jackasses
politics.
That claim that they want liberty for people want people that want liberty to do it their way. What mm-hmm. kind of controlling, domineering moron wants that? That doesn't make any sense. I understand. I do think that there are more and less efficient ways to do this. I totally do. I think that there's many of the things that have been done for civil disobedience.
Cassidy
doesn't make much sense.
Cassidy, by the way, and this is very interesting, Keith, who is, by the way, the New Hampshire Political Activist of the Year, New Hampshire Activist of the Year, but it's an award given by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is
right,
a political organization. He, by the way, lives in Keene. And he was an impartial observer at this event, which meant he stayed like 10 feet away from us.
Right.
And just watched.
Looked
he didn't take
boobs.
His shirt off. But he was there.
He's probably one of the best looking guys with his shirt off out there, I would imagine.
He would have probably been the best looking guy there. Yeah, absolutely. But he pointed out on this Ron Paul thread where some of the prudes are coming out of the woodwork. He said, hey, this same girl that took her top off has been very active at the state house lobbying the politicians.
Yeah.
Well, what do you have to say to that now? It's not like she's a complete outside the system agorist or something like that. She's one of those people that's willing to work in whatever she feels is the most effective way to achieve the ideal she's interested in. And so you can't critique her on that one.
I have to say that I think in this particular area, not that I consider this area to be the most important, but I think in this particular area that civil disobedience really is the most effective way to get any kind of changes. Really, there's going to be a politician that you're going to be able to talk into to changing the law on whether or not women can be topless in public? How long
Good
is
luck
that,
on that.
Going to take?
How long have they been trying to get marijuana decriminalized? My gosh.
I think that marijuana decriminalization has to be done. I'm not saying that civil disobedience won't work in that area, but I think it has to be done through the political process in the end.
All of this stuff will happen in the end in the political process because in the end they'll realize it's just pointless to continue to put these young ladies in jail for taking their shirts off.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hey, Eric.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I had one small minor complaint about this weekend's activities and an observation.
From Texas?
Yes.
Okay, well, we don't care what you think in Texas.
I care.
Okay,
I'm interested.
Go ahead. You're complaining about it from Texas? Telling us how we're doing the liberty movement wrong in Texas?
The video footage is...
Wait until you hear what I say.
All right, man.
All right, so the only thing that I think that could have been done better was if standing right next to Cassie's her name, right?
Cassidy, yep.
Cassidy, okay. The only thing that could have been done better is if standing right next to Cassidy, you had some 400-pound monstrosity of a man who would have been willing to get up there in a Speedo. And then you could have just asked the cop, which one's more offensive?
Well,
I mean, let's be honest here.
How do you have this conversation? Are you 400 pounds obese and disgusting?
I'm getting there.
Okay, great.
How do you
have this conversation with somebody? Hey, you're obese and disgusting.
Fatty. Come on out.
You'd be great. I love that.
I understand it's not the easiest of things to find, but I'm sure there's got to be one good-natured gentleman up there in New Hampshire who would be willing to do it.
I love that that rosacea thing you got and the flaky skin. Let's go with that.
I'm not going to say who it was, but I can tell you that one of the male activists had not taken a shower.
in a long time. I think he had just come back from the Live Free or Die Fest, which is a camping festival.
A few days because he didn't have access to
a
shower.
Right, okay. He hadn't taken a shower in a long time, and so I'd like to say
the Liberty Movement back farther.
Yeah, I'd like to say I was very offended by that, but I didn't call the cops over it.
Well, see, you should have, Ian. Don't you know? I mean, that's how these things work. You should call the cops for that.
Right, because then I'd be a good citizen.
Exactly. Now, my one observation is I think the only people who get outraged about this are middle-aged women. Because you're not going to find a guy who's going to complain about a woman going topless.
There are plenty of guys that have complained about it. I don't know what their actual complaints are.
They'll complain if their wife is standing right next to them.
That's probably true.
Hey, look, my wife wouldn't let me go to this event. I can tell you that. I'm not complaining.
Did you ask?
Look, I don't have to ask, dude. I mean, I don't go to a lot of these.
You've been whipped down so hard, you know better.
I don't do a lot of this outside the system activism. I don't go to support these folks very much. And suddenly I want to go support the nubile, naked young women in their quest for equality. Yeah, go back outside and pull some weeds.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's a jealousy thing. Because, like I said, I don't think you'll be hard-pressed to find any man who will complain about seeing boobs in public. It's just, you'll be hard pressed.
All right, well, I'm sure one of them will call now at this point, but I thank you, Eric, for the call.
I want
tonight.
Them to call. I mean, please, I want to hear other sides to this.
Well,
I'm wrong. I rarely think that, but it's possible.
I imagine there are some men out there that consider themselves very devoutly religious, and they have been taught in their religious teachings that the naked breast is against God or something like that.
I'm a Quaker, and we're taught that men and women are equal, that God made everyone equal.
I'm just trying to draw a picture of the guy that would be against naked breasts.
Most of the people that I've heard here are, in fact, people that are standing up for people that might be offended. That it's not about people being offended, it's about people standing up for these imaginary people that are offended. And I know they must be out there, but heck, I haven't heard one of them call.
That's a good point. No, none of the actual prudes have called in on this particular issue. It's always been the defenders of the apologists for the prudes.
Then you have people defending what they might imagine people might defend. And that's where you get really into this gray area. And
some people believe on these, like the Ron Paul forums, you'll see posts of people saying things like that most people would disagree with this. That most people would think women should keep their shirts on. That what most people believe that women should be unequal to men in that particular way. And I don't believe that. I certainly don't believe it's true in Keene, New Hampshire.
I think that women should be able to take their shirts off if that is what they wish to do, because men can.
Yeah,
I think they should be able to take them off where men can take them off, and that is the long and the short of it.
Absolutely. It's such a no-brainer of an issue. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, there's a lot more to talk about than tits tonight. Hour number two is on the way. There's another Cash for Clunkers program in the works. I don't know if you've heard about that. The phone lines are blowing up here with your calls. We'll take them about anything here in moments. 800-259-9231. Oh, and I've decided to run for political office. Well, actually, it's not really me. I'll explain. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.